I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. President Barack Obama has signed an order protecting a section of underwater mountains and canyons off New England's coast. It's the first marine national monument in the Atlantic Ocean. Deep-sea coral, endangered whales, sea turtles, those are just a few of the things the White House says will now be protected under the order signed by the president.
You know, I always describe it as climbing mountains from the top down.
Peter Oster is a senior research scientist at Mystic Aquarium. He's explored the Northeast Canyons and seamounts firsthand, using underwater robots and by sitting in submarines.
We're not looking at these in black and white stippled diagrams from scientific journals alone anymore. We can see these in color and high-definition video, and you can tune in on the web. So I think that there's a confluence of both our ability to work in these places and then in real time or in near real time distribute these to an interested public.
Oster says that confluence has helped to kickstart public and political interest in preserving spots underwater. Last month, President Obama expanded a marine national monument off the coast of Hawaii, creating the world's largest marine protected area. This new zone is about 150 miles off the coast of Cape Cod. It's sized about the same as Connecticut, and because of the designation, recreational fishing will be allowed, but commercial fishing won't be. Bob Vanoss, with the fisheries industry group Saving Seafood, opposes the measure. He says the canyons are so deep, fishermen really couldn't get in there anyway.
Why is it necessary to take this action if fishing for species such as red crab, swordfish, tuna, squid have all taken place over these locations for years?
Lobster and red crab fisheries have 7 years to comply with the measure. The move will also prohibit any underwater drilling or mining. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.